This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hong Kong police shot and critically wounded a protester, prompting even more violence by anti-government demonstrators. Reuters' Eve Johnson has more.
Video footage showed a protester lying in a pool of blood, his eyes wide open. The hospital authority confirmed a 21-year-old man had undergone surgery. Local media later reported he was in critical condition. The video also showed a woman nearby being tackled to the ground by police. Reuters could not immediately verify the footage. The shooting was part of a wider chaos that spread across the city on Monday. Activists called a general strike and urged people to block public transportation. Protesters set out early as commuters headed into work, setting up barricades and disrupting traffic. Some also took aim at businesses thought to be pro-Beijing.
That is Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. Australian authorities declared a state of emergency across a broad strip of Australia's east coast on Monday, including Sydney. They are urging residents in high-risk areas to evacuate ahead of looming catastrophic fire conditions. Bushfires burning across New South Wales and Queensland states have already killed three people. Bolivia is entering an era of political uncertainty today after President Evo Morales resigned. AP's Charles David Ledesma reports.
The South American country has entered a sudden era of political uncertainty as President Evo Morales, pushed by the military and weeks of massive protests, resigned after nearly 14 years in power, and seemingly every person constitutionally in line for the job quit as well. Crowds of jubilant foes of the socialist leader had celebrated in the streets with honking horns and fireworks after Morales' announcement on Sunday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on any of today's news stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump enters a new chapter this week. The Democratic-led probe goes public with televised hearings into allegations about Mr. Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Beginning on Wednesday, current and former officials from Trump's own administration will begin to outline a case for his potential removal from office. The president argued on Twitter over the weekend that he was not guilty of misconduct and that the probe was politically driven. Spain's Socialist Party is pledging to act quickly to form a government after its leader and acting prime minister, Pedro Sanchez, gambled on a repeat election that on Sunday night resulted in no clear winner, but a surge for the far right. Reuters Michelle Hennessy has more.
The Vox Party more than doubled its number of lawmakers in an election gamble that didn't pay off for the acting socialist prime minister. Pedro Sanchez called a repeat national election after an inconclusive vote in April, hoping to boost his mandate. Instead, his socialist party have lost seats, with no party winning an overall majority. There were celebrations in the capital for supporters of Vox, though. After the vote, it's now Spain's third biggest party. They'll now be hoping to have more influence in decision-making. Their platform is anti-Muslim, anti-feminist, nationalist, and critical of the European Union. Its leader has referenced founders of fascist ideology. And perhaps most significantly, it aims to rewrite the Spanish constitution to abolish regional autonomy.
That is Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Romania's pro-European Union president, Klaus Iohannis, has taken a lead in the presidential elections, but will likely have to face a runoff vote later this month. A runoff between the top two candidates will be held November 24th. Cambodian opposition leader Kham Sokhar met the French and U.S. ambassadors on Monday after his house arrest was lifted. However, he remains charged with treason and is banned from politics and leaving the country. U.S. Ambassador W. Patrick Murphy praised Sokhar's release and urged the government to also free dozens of others who have been jailed in a crackdown by the government of Prime Minister Hun Sen. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says his forces will soon retake control of the last major rebel stronghold in the country's northwestern province of Idlib. Assad says they are now giving civilians some time to leave the area. The leader of Lebanon's powerful Hezbollah group says that political talks on forming a new government were still underway, and he would not discuss the matter publicly because he wanted to leave the door open. On Sunday, three senior sources told Reuters talks to agree on an urgently needed new government were still deadlocked. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.